Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
We're back on Rutherford Issues, and we're powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. You can get into the holiday spirit in downtown Murfreesboro at the annual tree lighting, powered by MTE, Friday, December the 5th, starting at 6 p.m., caroling, visit with Santa, the magic of the tree lighting, all to celebrate Christmas in downtown Murfreesboro, December 5th, and it kind of shocks the system a little bit to be talking about that, but here we are. Read to Succeed's Jolene Radnati joins us, and I mean, that's a new read for us this morning, but it's a little jarring.
It is. Well, and we're always there. I'm on the committee.
Oh, yeah.
And Read to Succeed, we read to the families Christmas stories while they're in line to see Santa afterwards. And we make sure that kiddos that see Santa may take home some books.
Nice.
So, you know, got to throw literacy wherever we can in our community.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I kind of look at kids and reading a little differently now that I'm a new grandpa. And, you know, signing up for, you know, to get the books delivered at home, you know, in the mail and all that. That's all fun and exciting. And, you know, I think we're doing a much better job of making it exciting to read and fun for kids at a very early age, which is cool.
It's important. I mean, it should be start in vitro, really, because mm-hmm. It's building a vocabulary. It's that bonding. It's so many things. People just don't realize it. They're just like, it's just a book. But no, it's so many more. So much more.
Yeah. Read to Succeed has been going how long now?
Since 2003. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah. So we're at the 23rd or 22nd year mark, close to being the 23rd. And, you know, we've had to move with the times. Things are different. We're in a digital world now, and but we're still working on getting those books out to kiddos because touching, feeling, it's important. But
yeah.
No matter what, just reading, however they can get, you know, the written word, that's what's important. But,
you know, the like for infants, I go back to, you know, there are books in the diaper bag. So, mm-hmm. you know, we pull those out and read through them. And, you know, it's the turning of, these aren't pages. It's like a fabric book, but it's got like, you know, pictures and, you know, the rabbit ears are like 3D and that kind of stuff. And it just, you know, is exciting, but it's the process of turning pages and looking at different things. I mean, it's really cool to see how that works. You know, as we grow up through that, just to get a book in their hands of some type.
It helps with dexterity. It helps. Yes. So the books should be around them at all times, in the home, in the car. Like when they're older and you're driving, because, you know,
uh-huh.
if you're in Murfreesboro, you're in a car for a long time just to get from point A to point B, or in Rutherford County.
Uh-huh.
So have books in the car. And yeah, as much as you can, books on tape, whatever, on a road trip. Yeah. You know, I love having the movie screen, because my kids are 18 months apart. They're both grown, but oh, that movie thing was like, you know, spot on and helped. And we did stuff. So now books on tape, we did that the last part of as they were older, and they loved it. Like mm-hmm. they got to choose the book. We listened to it. Sometimes I read while we were driving, but sometimes that doesn't work if you have motion sickness.
yeah. So, yeah. Is that
yeah.
you?
Yeah.
I can't read while driving either, or being a passenger.
Yeah. Well, we're from Chicago, so how my husband drives anyway. So it's always a challenge.
So you're talking about a little whiplash going in and out of the lanes there.
Yeah.
So you have been going strong since 2003 here in Rutherford County, and there have been many iterations of growth for Read to Succeed, and one that we're excited about for you, because I think the last time we had the chance to talk, you were in the process of looking for some place to call home, and now you found one.
Oh, yes. We have a beautiful new space. Thanks for the Dr. Trey Duke and Murfreesboro City Schools and the Murfreesboro City Schools Board allowing us to partner with them and move into their new building. We are renting from them at their transportation and maintenance building off of Ridgely Road. So we went from a good space. Murfreesboro Housing Authority were great partners and landlords. But 1,400 square foot, we were walking over bins and boxes of books everywhere. Now we're at 3,900 square foot. We have a warehouse. Our books are laid out nicely. We can find everything and make sure we get the proper book to the proper event that we're going to. So if it's like the community baby shower, we can get to those board books and all those things instead of going through bins and everything. So it's perfect because I think I told you we're about to have a new addition to our programming. We are close to getting a book bus. We have almost all of the funding. The book bus will be ready to go and we'll head out to the areas that our book deserts and make sure that folks have books in their home. I love our library system. I love Imagination Station or library, but people move if they don't do the change of address. And if you don't have transportation, how do you get that book back to the library? Right. So we're giving them books to have for their home library. And we're wanting to make sure that they have access to what they want to have, and it's not just sent to them and chosen for them. They have the opportunity, I want that book, and they take it home.
So how soon do you think? I mean, I know you're close, but sometime next year, obviously, maybe?
Yes. I'm hoping before the end of May.
Nice. Okay. And so it'll be on the streets near you, huh?
Yes.
Delivering books to keep. And, you know, that is a big thing that I know has been a dream, I think, for a while, hasn't it?
It is. I've been with Read to Succeed. I'm just going to start my eighth year.
Really?
Yes, in November. So I won't be around forever because this gray hair tells you I'm getting there. No. But I want to be the catalyst to get it going to where we expand. Other communities are reaching out to us about what we do for our adults, and they want to model that. And other school districts, Wilson County, Wilson Special School District, they happen to be at one of our family literacy nights, and they're like, we want this. So we need to grow and expand beyond Rutherford County.
You think there's an opportunity for that, huh?
I'm working toward it.
Nice.
And our staff is amazing, the volunteers and all of our community partners. So it's a need, and that's my goal. So how do I get there, though?
Yeah, well, it takes funding, obviously. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you have people coming to you saying, this is something that we want, you know, I think that it gives you a lot of, I guess, confidence in knowing we're on the right track with things. And you mentioned the adult literacy programs. Those are so important. There are so many things that you do, but grants and support by the community are ways that you receive funds to do things like you're doing. And one of the, your signature event.
It's our only fundraiser.
The only one. That's coming up, right? Yes. The Celebrity Bee.
Yes, our Celebrity Spelling Bee is November 7th. This is our 19th annual, Brian.
Goodness.
Yes. And you've been there because you were a speller. So 19th annual Celebrity Spelling Bee. It is Friday, November 7th. We are at The View at Fountains. Doors open at 5:30. Have some cocktail time, some fellowship. Program starts at 6:30. Wonderful dinner. We're partnering with another nonprofit to bring light to their programming and what they're doing. It's called The Sweet Addiction. I don't know if you've ever heard of them, but they make great food. And so they are our caterer of the night.
Very nice.
Helping folks that have been through addiction, abuse. These ladies work hard. It gives them a purpose. They learn how to run a business, how to plan for an event, and it gives them the foundation they need to move further. And then partnership is if any of their folks are struggling with literacy, here we are.
Nice.
But they're our caterer for the night, as well as Simply Pure Sweets, our lovely friends at Simply Pure Sweets. They're doing the desserts. Sanders Brother Coffee will be provided. And our friend Jonathan Harmon, Cedar Glades Brew, is going to be there with some beverages. And then Julie O'Donnell is our beverage master of the night, our mixologist, whatever you want to call her. So we're going to have great food, drink, talk, and let folks know, especially if they're new to our area, if they're guests of the Spellers or what have you, what we do and why we do it and how we're laying that foundation for education and growth and prosperity through literacy.
Yeah. And I think it's really cool that you've got so many local folks helping with all of, you know, from Jonathan to, you know, Sweet Addiction. I mean, that's a really cool thing. I haven't heard many others doing that kind of thing. So that's neat.
So we need to partner with other nonprofits. And folks may not know this. We all collaborate and partner together. We support each other because our main goal is to help the folks in our community. Mm-hmm. You know, like from Habitat to, you know, Boys and Girls Club to United Way. We all work together because we want to make a difference for our community. So we're excited for that. And then, Brian, how we do this is it is a fun night, but the whole night is about literacy. So why not throw in an old-fashioned spelling bee in the mix and ask, like, people when it's time for me to get spellers and they see me coming. And,
they run?
And, yeah.
I know.
Yeah, they think I'm a stalker. But we have some 10 amazing people in our community that are being brave and standing in front of about 240 people and spelling. I couldn't do it. It's bad enough to have to get up and talk about our programming, which I'm passionate about. So.
Sure.
But
you sure don't mind going out and wrangling them in, though.
No, I don't. I don't. I mean, I've stalked them at their mailboxes even. So, yeah.
Well, that's going to be fun. So it's next Friday.
Next Friday.
The 7th. So are there tickets still available
tickets
or how does that work?
Still available. www.readtosucceed.org. Hit the event button, go down to Celebrity B, and, you know, there's tables available to purchase tickets. We have a goal of 70,000. I know things are crazy right now for folks, but I also have heard from other nonprofits that they're making their goals. So my hope and prayer is that we make our goal because that helps sustain us. Helps us continue our programming and add that additional book bus. So that funding, that's what it goes for. We're buying books to put in the hearts, hands, and minds of the adults and children in our community. And we couldn't do it without all the volunteers, the amazing staff, board members, but the 10 celebrity spellers. Do I have time to give a shout out? Caitlin Buenavides, she's with Rutherford County Schools. Kara Carpenter is with our Chamber of Commerce. Ashley Carter's with Redstone Federal Credit Union. Dr. Jeremy Lewis is the Murfreesboro City Schools representative. Eric Murray is our Motlow representative and First Baptist. Tim Tips is Wilson Bank. Jen Tooley is with Compass Realty. Katie Turner's with the Rutherford County Library System. Shannon Wheeler with Shannon Wheeler Mortgage. And then Robert White with Middle Tennessee Electric. So these folks are being brave and helping raise money. All of these spellers have a goal to raise $1,000. So if I mention a name that anyone knows and wants to help support them, if you just go to our website, you can click on their name and you can donate toward them and help them raise their goal.
Yeah. Tim Tips, by the way, Lisa Trail, Murfreesboro City Schools. Okay. So.
And she got second years ago.
I know. The pressure.
So that pressure is on. Yeah. But also the pressure is, we always have a Murfreesboro City Schools and a Rutherford County Schools representative. Rutherford County has never won.
Really?
Murfreesboro City has won 3 times. This may be the 4th. You never know. Redstone has won twice. And other than that, there's not been any repeats. So it'll be interesting. Caitlin Buenavides with Rutherford County Schools, she's over the libraries. She was a former librarian educator. I think it's going to be a good competition.
Yeah. My goal was not to be the first out. And once I made that goal, I thought, you know, the pressure was off at that point, you know. So.
Well, it is. It's fun. And we want folks to have fun. It's a fun night of literacy. It's a night to meet other folks. We have great auction items. The Alley on Main is giving you a party at your house for 10 people.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, that's appetizers and the main meal and dessert and cocktails or what have you, a fun night, and the food truck comes to your house. We have a two-night stay in Sevierville, Gatlinburg area. We have Titans tickets against the Jaguars, leather for literacy. Let's see, there's so many Invicta watches. So we have great auction items as well. And Christmas coming up, you know.
Sure.
So,
is it a live auction there, or is it a silent
auction? We're
going to
have some silent pieces and four or five live. One of my favorite that we're doing this year is called the Book and Bottle Pull. So it's a bag sealed, and you're going to get a brand new book thanks to our friends at Ingram Publishing that got us these books, one of my board members. And you may have wine or a bourbon or what have you. You don't know what you're going to get. It's a blind pull.
But nice.
It's book and bottle.
How about that? All this fun going on next week on Friday, and some space available. So you can come participate.
Please.
And, you know, if now that you know maybe a bit more about Read to Succeed, and obviously their website has a lot of information, come out and support Read to Succeed, your only fundraiser of the year, and it's always a big night. So information on the website, that's probably the best way to get it, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, we will send folks to the website from the podcast. I'll put a link to it there. So I'm excited to hear what 2026 is going to bring for Read to Succeed, and we'll have to get photos of that new book bus and maybe go out on your first trip and, you know, do some video of kids getting books and stuff. How
that
about
would
that?
Be fun. I would appreciate it. Yeah. Yep. All I'd have to say is thank you to WGNS for all the support, and happy reading.
That's a great message, Jolene. Thanks for coming in today.
Thank you, Brian.
Jolene Rednati joining us with Read to Succeed, readtosucceed.org. Online, find out a lot about what they're doing with Read to Succeed if you want to dive in more after our conversation today. And check them out. Don't forget, Celebrity B next Friday. Be there. Have a great day, everybody. See you next time.